It's Thursday, November 6, 2025.
This was never about just winning an election. It was about what comes next.
Democrats win in key climate races in the 2025 elections.
Could the president impose a 50% tariff on gas-powered cars and auto parts to deal with the unusual and extraordinary threat from abroad of climate change?
Climate change raised in Supreme Court oral arguments over Trump's tariffs. Plus, Brazil's fight against deforestation is paying climate dividends.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
If the court blesses this unlimited presidential tariff power, future presidents, i.e. Democrats, were going to do the same thing. An all too likely example would be a climate emergency. I could see this happening.
Oh, you could see tariffs put in place for an actual emergency? Joe Kernan of CNBC? Instead of Trump's pretend emergencies? Good. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, I have been so busy trying to keep track of all of the Democratic victories this week in the off-year elections all over the country that I haven't even been able to pay attention to the climate angle. I'm glad you are doing so.
Yes. In the 2025 elections this week, voters delivered a stinging rebuke to fossil-fueled Donald Trump and Republicans at the ballot box, with Democrats winning the vast majority of races in about 30 states. Polls showed the cost of energy was top of mind for voters. Democratic candidates focused on surging costs for food, housing, and electricity, with a bit of climate and pollution action on the side. Here's New Jersey's Democratic governor-elect Mikey Sherrill during an October debate.
We know that we need to act quickly to protect our environment, but to also ensure that we have better health outcomes in this state. And that's why, as governor, I'm going to make sure that we drive down carbon emissions, drive in massive amounts of power to the grid so we can decrease costs, and ensure people are paying lower costs. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Sounds like a nice drive.
Yes, and a very important one. In Virginia, former Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger easily won her race to replace Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. Youngkin canceled Virginia's landmark climate policies and undermined its renewable energy industry. Spanberger touched on expanding cheaper, clean energy in her victory speech.
We are going to lower costs, and we're going to do it by producing more energy here in Virginia, and we're going to make sure that large utility users make sure that they pay their fair share.
In the high-profile New York City mayor's race, Democratic mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani campaigned on increasing affordability for residents, which included investments in mass transit and free buses to help working families. Around the world, studies show that free public transit programs work, with positive results, gains in ridership, public health, reducing pollution, and in most cases, bring measurable economic gains like higher employment in underserved areas.
Imagine that.
And in Georgia.
Georgia?
In a significant way under the radar race, voters elected climate hawk Democrats, breaking the Republicans' decades-long grip on the state's critical, powerful State Public Service Commission, which regulates utilities and sets electricity rates, which have been skyrocketing in Georgia for years. In other news, former Vice President Dick Cheney died this week at 84. Among many other actions, Cheney worked to spread fear and doubt about climate science and solutions and was instrumental in reversing early U.S. climate policy and obstructing action at home and abroad.
Well, that's what happens when you put an oil services guy in as vice president, I guess.
In the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday, a majority of justices appeared skeptical of Trump's use of national emergency declarations to impose tariffs. Plaintiff's attorney Neil Katyal argued,
if the government wins, another president could declare a climate emergency and impose huge tariffs. My friend's answer, this administration would declare it a hoax, The next president may not quite say that.
Finally, good news in Brazil. Since the election of President Lula 2 years ago, Brazil has dramatically reduced deforestation of the Amazon rainforest, which absorbs a significant chunk of humanity's emissions. In turn, Brazil's emissions fell 17% since last year, the biggest drop since 2010, proving once again that elections matter.
Yes, they do. Thank you, Brazil. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky, at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.